If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Yesterday, you remember that we spoke to two community leaders in Soweto, and that was on the back of a meeting that was meant to be held with community members by the MMC for Human Settlement in the city of Johannesburg. We spoke with one community leader in Diepkloof who said the meeting actually did happen for them, and they left quite dissatisfied. Unfortunately, the MMC was still busy with other commitments as well, still engaging stakeholders. We couldn't have that conversation, but promised that he'll be back with us today, and he is now on the line with us. MMC Mlungisi Mabaso, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. Thank you also for being patient with us yesterday. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much, and greetings to yourself and the listeners. Yes, I do wish to apologize for yesterday. I had quite a lot of engagement.
MMC, how would you characterize your visit to Soweto yesterday?
Well, it was great. I appreciated the opportunity that they afforded to me to engage with them, and I went to that meeting with a full understanding of the frustrations that they have around the provision of houses in Johannesburg, particularly those that applied in 1996 and 1997. But also I appreciated the robust engagement that we had with them, because what I wanted to get from them is exactly what I was able to get. But also we were able to assist them right there on the spot, because you see there are two issues that we have been battling within the office, and that's why I took this conscious decision to visit our residents so that I engage with them direct. Mm-hmm. One is that you've got people with the C forms, but they do not have subsidies. And when they get to our offices, they are not being assisted, especially in providing them with more information on what is expected of them and how our system actually operates. And hence, they are sitting with the C-forms with no subsidies, and they are just on the waiting list, not linked to any development. And when they depart, then the C-form then becomes nullified, because even the next of kin or the next the beneficiary of the estate cannot use the C-form to access or to get allocation to a house unless there's an approved subsidy. So that's one matter that I wanted to clarify to the residents so that they are aware of the phases of this application. But two, you've got people that applied in 1996, but when you check them on the system, they are appearing as the applicants of 2000, either 2008 or 2009, because of the operation that was done at the time, which was termed Zivese. So that Zivese operation took some 1996 and 1997 applicants into that particular year when that operation Zivese was done. So those are the main issues that had led to me having to decide to go to the residents so that I engage with them. But also they are saying when they go to our offices, they don't find joy. So they are not given a satisfactory satisfying response in terms of their application status. Hence, I wanted to make it easier to them to say, check your status while I'm still here, so that if they don't respond to what is actually articulated in the system, I'm able to intervene right there on the spot. And those things actually occurred yesterday, but we're able to also attend to other cases because they've got different cases that they were able to raise with me and other team that was had accompanied me to the meeting. So we're able to attend to most of the things, but I was also able to present some of the work that we are doing in the department, like the new projects that we have introduced for us to try and deal with the 1996 and 1997, but also to outline the process, because I believe that when our residents understand the process of allocation, we will then be able to deal and arrest the corrupt element that is happening in the allocation, because I don't want to hide the fact that there are corrupt activities that occurs, and you see them circulating on social media, and we've got tacky teeth in the offices that you are unable to give to people, because people that are in the houses are not the original beneficiaries. So we need to deal with all those elements, and those that are alleged to be stealing RTP houses, we need to arrest them, but residents must also assist us to catch these perpetrators. But the only way that the residents can also assist us is when they are informed, is when they understand the system, and it's also when they understand the process. And that's why we need to engage with the residents so that they also understand the process. So should there be any discrepancies or corrupt activities that occurs, they are able to pick it up and report it immediately.
Yeah. You speak of, for instance, Operation Zivese, which happened in 2008-2009, and that explanation can be plausible. What reaction did you get for people who, you know, still tell us that they don't accept any explanation? They know that they applied in 1996. They expect the system to reflect that. How were you able to explain that satisfactorily to them in such a way that they can, you know, they can accept your explanation?
Well, we did have a discussion with colleagues from the province and national. At some point, we had a meeting in my boardroom where we were discussing on the ways and the possibilities of us addressing that, because part of the things that I had requested to our team, especially the ones at the allocation unit, was that, will it be possible, will our system allow them to go back to their initial application status, which is 1996 and 1997, because if we prioritize the 1996 and 1997 and in the system they appear as the 2008 and the 2009 applicants, then that means they are not going to get allocations, whereas they've got the C forms of 1994. So those forms, they've got references. Then I said, let's use the references to take them back to the original housing need register, so that at least they become the applicants of 1996 and 1997. So I had requested that we engage in that process, and even yesterday I charged the team with the same responsibility to say all those that they are appearing to be the 2008-2009 applicants, we must take them to the original 1996-1997 register, so that they we prioritize them in the allocations, because it is going to create problems for us in the future when we would thought that we have addressed and dealt with the 1996 and 1997, only to find that you've got people with these forms, but they are no longer in 96 and 1997 because of the operations events. So the team has committed that all those with all the applicants with those cases will then be attended, and they will update their details in the system so that they are taken back to the 1996 and 1997 applicants.
Much as one understands logically, you know, the efforts, and especially of trying to explain the system to people who've been waiting and so on, tempers are still very high. And we have an issue here now of a trust deficit where people just don't trust government officials. They're complaining about the fact that, you know, we've been here before. And you've heard all the complaints yesterday. You saw how some of them received you. Is there now a way forward that feels like you are better off than when you arrived in that meeting yesterday?
Well, you see, I went to the meeting understanding very well the frustration. And I think what they also appreciated in the meeting is that I grew up in the same environment as most of the people that were in the hall. So the frustration that they've enjoyed is the same frustration that I had experienced. And it's easier for me to relate to the issues and the challenges because I'm from the same environment in Soweto. And I grew up in a very difficult environment where I couldn't even study during the day, where I had to wait for everyone to sleep around 12 midnight. Then I start studying. So I understand very well the challenges, the experience that they've enjoyed over the years. So that appreciation was there. But over and above that, it's the commitment that we are showing to the residents that even though we are battling with a backlog that dates back to 1996 and 1997, but the effort for us to address that, it is there. The commitment is also there. And there are programs that we have initiated which seeks to address the backlog of 1996 and 1997. I did present to the applicants and the residents that we have managed to secure more funding for Lufering, so that at least we are able to deliver more units the financial year. We had a discussion with the MEC. We are trying to align our grants so that when we invest on the infrastructure, but the province also support the top structure for us to deliver more units. I did also indicate that there are thousand funds coming, which will see the beneficiaries of Soweto also benefiting in the development. I've also spoke about the extension of Flare Wharf and the need to deploy more resources in Flare Wharf so that we are able to accommodate more residents. But I also did a report on the new mega development that is in the north of Johannesburg, which will bring 81,000 units. And we said we are going to present other plans that is actually going to see us addressing the backlog of 1996 and 1997. But over and above that, there is a huge demand of service stands in Johannesburg, and part of the instructions that is gave to the developer of Southern Farmers that the first a product that we must deliver in the project should be the service stands, and we have agreed, and that is our expectation. And I did report that also to our residents that the demand for service stands is going to be met in this mega project, because we have also taken that initiative to say part of our deliverables in the mega project should be the service stands. So all those activities and all those projects that we have initiated, they do have an appreciation that we seek to address the 1996 and 1997. It's going to be a huge mountain to climb, but I said we need to start somewhere, and we can't fold our arms and say this is a backlog that dates back to 1996 and there is nothing that we can do. So somebody has to take an effort, and somebody had to take an initiative so that at least, even if there are other agencies that are coming, they will find the process moving, and they will also align to the process and drive the process forward. So we are going to present other programs and other plans which will see us dealing with the 1996 and 1997. And we had said part of the discussion with the mayor was that in terms of our planning, we need to see how we can also use some of the buildings in the inner city to address the 1996 and 1997, because it's not only in Soweto where we've got 1996 and 1997. Region F, we've got 96 and 97. We've got only one mega project in Region F, which is called South Hills. So what are the alternatives that we can also introduce which can assist us to deal with the 1996 and 1997? So there's quite a lot of work that we are doing, which I committed to them that we are going to present, but we are going to give figures and numbers to say in this development, Soweto expect to get an allocation of 5,000. In this development, Soweto expects to get housing opportunity of 6,000, so that at least in terms of figures, they know what to expect. Mm-hmm. We're not going to discuss percentages. We're going to discuss figures so that they know what to expect in the mega project that we are initiating.
Having done all of that and with all of that explanation, are you aware, which is what they told us last night around about this time, that they're planning to go to the streets? Are you aware that they're planning to go to the streets and launch a new protest plan?
Yeah, well, there has been protest on housing. There was a march to the minister, a week or 2 weeks ago. So there have been community engagements. We've engaged with leaders. We will continue to engage with leaders. We will respond to their concerns. We will attend to the memorandums that they submit to the offices. And we are not going to prohibit them from exercising their democratic right. If they want to take it to the street and to demonstrate their frustration and also to ventilate some of the frustrations that they have. So we are not going to stop them, but we are going to work with them in finding permanent solution, and we will have this continuous engagement with them, because it's imperative that we engage with our residents so that they understand the work that we are doing, but also we understand the frustrations that they are experiencing. We will work together to find amicable solutions to all these challenges. Yes, we acknowledge that it's not something that we can just do overnight. It's going to be a process, and it will require us to be patient and to work hard, to employ or deploy more resources to this effort, so that we are able to address this backlog. But it's something that we are going to do. It's the commitment that we have made, and we will continue to engage with them. Even if they take it to the streets, we will also respond to the memorandum. We are not going to run away from them. We are government, they are our residents, we are their leaders, and as leaders, we need to be there to attend to their plights and to respond to the challenges that they are facing.
All right, MMC for Human Settlement in the city of Johannesburg. Thank you so much for your time. That's MMC Mlungisi Mabaso.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.